This week, we're going to be talking about the horizontal spokes of the wheel, which have to do with our associations with people, fellowship, and witnessing. And teacher, as I mentioned in the teacher's guide, for many Christians, these two spokes are either weak or non-existent. So let's just look at them together and see if we can discover some things which you can pass on to them that might be helpful to them. And incidentally, we trust helpful to you also. First of all, let's talk about fellowship. Fellowship is very precious to God. Malachi 3:16 gives us an insight into how God responds to our fellowshipping together. Let me read it to you here. Then those who feared and loved the Lord spoke often of him to each other. And he had a book of remembrance drawn up in which he recorded the names of those who feared him and loved to think about him. And you know, teacher, I imagine a scene in heaven like this, where the Lord says, "Recording angel, come, listen to this. What they're talking about me. Write it down. Get every word." Now, doesn't the fact that you can be a part of a spiritual journal kept by God prompt you to fellowship? Fellowship is priceless to me. One reason is because I'm very slothful. Maybe you are too. Have you ever noticed that you don't study unless there's a need, like a weekly Bible study where you know you're going to have to be prepared? I find it very hard, not as far as the quiet time, but as far as Bible study, real in-depth study, to do all on my own. And I think just the very proclivity of our natures, we just need somebody to study with and to pray with and to share with. And this is where fellowship really is a help. It's priceless. Look at Proverbs 27:17. Well, if we need fellowship, if it's such a need in our lives, why don't we have good fellowship? My husband met a dedicated young couple once. I believe they were heading for the mission field. And when he inquired of them how they met, they were hesitant to tell him. Well, eventually they told him that before they were Christians, they had met in a bar, and then they said, quite frankly, since we've committed our lives to Christ, we miss the fellowship of the bar. You know, it was an accepting, forgiving, non-gossiping fellowship. This is quite an indictment, isn't it, on the Christian fellowship. Why don't Christians have this type of accepting, forgiving, non-gossiping fellowship sometimes? Well, I think there are several reasons. First of all, we think, well, if we tell them what's really happening in our lives, we'll be rejected. And you know, the truth is, we will be. Another reason is that we think, well, if we're honest, really honest, we'll be gossiped about. And you know, teacher, we will be. And then sometimes in Christian circles, people just simply will not allow you to have a problem. For instance, you may come to a friend and say, "Pray for me and with me. I have really got a problem with lust lately, or with my temper, or with jealousy, insane jealousy." But if your plea for them to pray for you is met with a laugh, and your friend says, "Now listen, I know you, and that's not your problem," well, you see, they just won't let you have a problem, and so the next time, you'll just be tempted to bear that burden alone. A fourth reason why we don't have this kind of fellowship is that every now and then we may try and share with somebody, and we get a response from them, not necessarily in their words, but in their attitude. And the response that comes through to us, the attitude is, "Well, I'm just too busy now to listen," or "I just don't care." So often, we communicate to others, "I just don't care." And then a fifth reason, have you ever sort of wrestled and grappled with a question until you finally get the nerve to ask somebody, and all you receive from them is a pat answer with the scripture reference before and after? Well, these are just some of the hindrances to real deep, honest, open, meaningful sharing and fellowship. Fellowship, my friend, is a real gift of God. Witnessing is the last spoke that we'll be dealing with in the study this week. And you know, no study course on how to witness, or any book on how to witness, or any airtight technique is going to make us effective witnesses. The positive results that we have in sharing about Christ will be an overflow of our lives in Him. Friend Husband says if you stay near the spout where the glory runs out, then you're bound to slosh over on others. You know, I think a lot of times we pray, God, use me. Please use me. And we beg him to use us. But you know, the truth is, if we ever get usable, God will use us, and he'll wear us out. It doesn't matter to God how small the vessel he uses, but he just refuses to use a dirty one. So get up every morning and get in the scriptures and let God speak to you, and then you talk to him. You know, because he desires that, and we need it. And then remember in this matter of witnessing that your testimony is unique. And if you don't share that, it'll be lost to Jesus Christ because it's unique and God wants to use it. Do you have a real realization that people who do not know Jesus Christ are going to hell? You know, when you feel out of fellowship and you feel that you've been thwarted in witnessing, a good thing to do is to sit down and draw out the wheel. I've done this at times, and then I've talked to God about it. Say something like this. God, where am I off target? Has something or someone crept into the center beside you? Lord, what is it? Where am I off balance? I seem to be in such a hurry to go no place these days. What's the problem, Lord? And you know, if we come and ask him, his response is always a faithful, well, since you ask, and then he'll go to set about looking beyond our faults in order to show us our needs. So let me ask you, teacher, today, are you in balance? Have you manifested a heart for witnessing by giving the 3-minute testimony you prepared to at least 2 non-Christians? Have you shared the burden or the blessing of a friend in Christ? Are you experiencing victory over temptations through prayer and through the applied knowledge of your study of the Word? Are you seeking to put Christ first in every area of your life? You know, only you and God know the answer to that. And I just want to remind you today that if you are not in balance, if you're not living a balanced Christian life, you can be even today. Have a good day today.